Welcome to another episode of Tech Bytes, brought to you by The Gateway.
Biagio, Amin, welcome to another episode. It's so glad to have you both back here, as always. And we are on the heels of the annual iPhone Apple conference release, just basically big advertisement for Apple. And I think that's always a good barometer of where we are as a society within technology. I think Apple's right on always the cutting edge of things, or at least trying to push it. And I don't know, this is just my personal opinion, but I kind of felt like it was a little lackluster. It was a continuation of what they've been doing, and even their promises were not as exciting as maybe what it used to be. Basically, I'm saying there's no new iPod that's groundbreaking and changing the market entirely. And I feel like this is continuing for a lot of companies and across the industry. Do I have just way too high of expectations? Am I expecting too much from these companies and from technology as a whole? Or should we just get used to this now?
I would say yes and no.
Always, I mean, always.
Great answer.
So,
it depends.
I mean, if you have, honestly, yes, exactly. Honestly, if you have iPhone 11 and you live with it, you're fine. You know what I mean?
11.
Yeah, because that's when they removed the button, right? No, that was iPhone 10.
I think, no, yeah. I disagree on that. That's a very strong
what
take.
Is, I mean, you're missing out on camera quality and things like that. But, you know, this is what I think happened. Innovations were groundbreaking up to a point, like iPhone 6, that was groundbreaking. Everything was like noticeably different. After that, they just ran out. They were improving the chips, like the processor. Of course, there's improvement over there, but I'm talking about functionality for this one. Then they did something crazy. They started removing things. They removed the button. They removed the headphone jack. And then they made the whole face, like the notch and the whole the face bigger. And now with iPhone, what is this, 16? Right?
Yes.
They with 16, they have added buttons, two new buttons. I wouldn't be, now they have removed things. I've called it, by removing it, they call it innovation. Now by adding it, they're calling it innovation. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see some ports later on this phone, because their laptops have started getting ports. They used to remove ports from these laptops also, and now they have added ports. Now there's an HDMI port, there is like several USB-C ports, and there's a headphone jack on the, I think, MacBook Pro.
I mean, it's going to be like a new area of their market, like ASMR ports, you know, like
yes,
we're the only ones that you get to have the tactile.
I don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand how removing these things were innovation and now adding them are still innovation.
Go ahead, Biagio.
So I think we need to do a little disclosure here. So I mean, he's not a super big Apple fan. Okay. So he's criticizing Apple on these things. But if I'm thinking, so I want to first address Russ, one point of Russ, which I think is very interesting. It's like, what are going to be our expectation on technology in general, like even beyond just Apple, right? Because we were being used to get extremely big release, extremely new things that we were, wow, every time we were looking at those presentations, right? So I think that era is gone, and the only, like, especially with the phones, there might be something new, like Apple Intelligence or other features with AI coming up in those phones, but like, I don't know how much more these phones can do. In fact, if you look at the latest releases, the major improvements were either on chips, in the sense of optimizing those chips for battery, for different purposes, like allocating a specific area of the chip for AI and other computation, and, you know, those type of updates, or the biggest one are on camera. So basically now these iPhones are, if you look at the presentation, the only thing that blew me away was the quality of the images, the quality of the video. So if you are a filmmaker, you don't have to bring 2 kilos, 3 kilos, I don't know how many pounds camera to make like quality video. You know, they shoot an entire song video like that. It's really impressive. So, but camera has been the focus, because I think it was the area that was more neglected and is the area that can grow the most. But when it comes to like pure innovation, I've seen many post of people saying like every year is pretty much the same thing. They just improve a little bit what they had the year before. But it's not just Apple. And is I don't think it's only Apple that, you know, remove some stuff and add some stuff. There are other companies that go back to flip phones. You know, the concept is the same. Okay, now you have the display that can go on like on both sides of things. But you know, if you think about it, we had flip phones long ago and we get rid of them because we say it wasn't good enough.
No, that's annoying too.
You know, yeah, that's annoying too. But some people like that feature that you have the smaller. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very hard to innovate when the market is saturated of new potential, you know, wow features that are in there, and there are only a niche of things that can be improved at this point. And I spoke to a friend of mine that, you know, built those chips, and I said, like, you know, one thing that was, for example, disappointed was like, this new chip and this new iPhone is like only 15% or 20% faster than the 15 one, right? And it's like, to me, doesn't seem that much. But he was telling me, like, you know, like, we are at the point where we don't know where how to make it smaller, those transistors, and how to put more of them to get better than that type of performance, right? So that 15, 20% seems nothing compared to when in the past we were going 2 times faster or 3 times faster than the previous one every year, right? But you know, Moore's Law is getting there. We are not gonna be able to do that in the long run. So it's we need to start appreciate the little things a little bit more. And again, I'm not talking about cosmetic, adding a new button. Like I know, again, I mean, it's not a big Apple fan. But there are little things like having a USB-C port to charging and stuff like that. That for me are valuable. I don't have to buy a different, you know, charger just for the iPhone, or if I lose the cord for the iPhone, I don't have to just order that. I can use the iPod one and stuff like that. But on the other side, I'm an Apple fan, so my vision might be biased. But I think overall the answer is we had so much, we have so high expectation every year that they're gonna blow us out, and I don't think that there is the room to do that. And they are kind of copy all each other. So all the cameras starting to look alike, and the real innovation in the device itself is not gonna blow you away anymore. And I think the other point of Russ was like, okay, there is Apple Intelligence, but it's not available immediately. I think that I don't know when they're gonna release it, to be honest, but I think that's just because they have kind of a set schedule of when releasing their phone, and they just didn't deliver on time to optimize the whole thing. But the chip is optimized for Apple Intelligence, so that's the good news. I think we need to learn to be a little bit more patient.
So that's a really good point. That's where I think a lot of potential is within technology across the board, is AI and utilizing those things. But it feels a lot of times for all these companies, not even just Apple, I'm not trying to condemn anyone that's investing in AI, at least right now, it feels like the book report is like half finished, you know, like the project was like, all right, we need to present something. And, you know, as two professors, you know, when people didn't actually do the work they needed to, or they didn't have the time to. And I'm not saying, you know, these companies and their employees aren't working at it. These are very complex issues to deal with and to spread across mass amounts of consumers. But when you're advertising it and saying, buy this phone now and then wait for the product, like wait for the advancement, well, we promise, you're like, okay, well, it feels, you're not even hiding it anymore. You're just like,
That connects back to what I was going to clarify. I don't hate Apple. I actually am very impressed. I'm impressed by Apple.
But you're not a fan. You're
I just
Apple
yeah, I just find them really
owner.
Annoying. Very annoying. Okay. And I'm also annoyed by Samsung and other smartphone makers too, but they're followers. They all follow. Apple sets the trend and they all follow. So I'm annoyed by some of those trends.
Wait, okay. I'm going to interject here. I mean, do you still believe Apple sets the trend? Do you over the last 3 years, you still think that they're the ones that are leading in it, or at least other companies and tech companies are still looking at them as
if there is, I think if there's a trendsetter, It would be Apple. I think Samsung like is bringing out these the flip phones and the Galaxy Fold and stuff, trying to like set a trail. I don't think it's catching on, to be honest.
Yeah, stop
And
trying to make flip
I
phones
think they
happen.
see what you're seeing too, that like there may be a vacancy for the trendsetter now, but it feels like there's nothing left to set anymore. We have run out of trends to set. But I think that for a long time, they were the major trendsetter and everyone followed them. And many of their decisions were like very blatantly business decisions that they made to basically, and like some of them were packaged as innovations, like technology innovations. And like, we know better than you as the consumer what you want or what you need and things like that. I found annoying. But what I have been impressed with has been, decidedly, their hardware has been very impressive. The especially their chips, as Biagio said, in previous iterations, they literally doubled every time. They were doubling their processing speed at a time where in other hardware platforms like personal computers, we didn't have that. We didn't have new generations of Intel chips that were doubling performance. They were at 20%, 30% performance for a long time, and they're still in a smaller improvement margins. But Apple has kept like their, you know, the Moore's Law going on for longer than them. And their chips are very, very advanced, and they're expensive for that reason, I believe. But
Well, yeah,
the
go ahead, finish.
if you look at the life cycle of a smartphone in consumer's hand, it's like 2 to 3 years, right? And if you sell some a smartphone to a consumer and say this is not full featured yet, and it will come in a few months, that's like a ch sizable chunk of their ownership, du duration of their ownership, that they don't have the feature they paid for. I think that's unfair to the consumer. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how legal or illegal that is. But you know, people, I think this is the world Tesla created, to be honest. I believe Tesla achieved enormous technological advancements that were necessary for society. But this full self-driving thing, they have not delivered it yet. They have been selling it, I think, from 2015. And they said we are putting the hardware. They did put the hardware on all the cars. But you know what happened? Then their model grew, but it still didn't work. Then they had hardware 2, hardware 2.5, hardware 3 now. They call it hardware 3.0. And still they say that would be weak enough for the current model that they're trying to release, meaning they did need retrofit. People who paid for it in 2015, not only they didn't get it, their hardware became outdated. I don't know. Apple is not like that. If Apple says we are going to deliver it, they probably will.
They did, yeah.
They probably have
This is not
something
the
that is
first time.
working, but is not as robust up to their standards because they have very high standards. They want it to be very robust before they release it. But I'm saying this is like, it didn't used to be acceptable. Now it's kind of is.
Well, and it's not even just Apple and AI. Like, look at the video game industry, look at movie. Like, there's so many products that are coming out that us as consumers are being asked to purchase when they're not complete. I mean, I play video games a good amount, but even at a national level, there's these large companies. They're not just video game companies, they're multi-billion dollar companies that are releasing products that aren't finished or aren't good or don't run, like the code doesn't even work. So I think it's part of this whole thing that we're getting immune to that, yeah, if I want something, I'm gonna have to accept that it doesn't always work the way it might have even worked 10 years ago. So that's where I'm a little more concerned is, are we just not able to e execute even what was done previously nowadays?
I think, Russ, and I just want to go back to I mean, strong statement about Apple 11 being good, still being good. It's probably going to still work. I mean, one of the strengths of Apple is the fact that they're pretty good, other than the battery issue that you guys are probably aware. But other than that, they are solid product that they would last 6, 7 years if you do a good use. But I don't think it's even comparable. Like, I have an iPhone 13 and I think already will be blown away by the 16, like in terms of performance, because like the 15 was already much better than the 14, and not as better as in the past, but this three generation of phone is gonna be a difference because the chips are better. And I think another point here, especially when we talk about Apple and the fact that it might be not as trendsetter in the past, but is one of the few producer of phone in this case, right? Where they control everything, hardware and software. Like Google can do the same thing, but all the other Android phones can't. So the optimization or the fact that they can do a later release on the hardware that is already in place for these Apple intelligent things is one thing that definitely set them apart from other phone producer, in my opinion. That's one of the reasons why I like it so much, because they do both, right? So I think that's something that we have to keep in mind. When it comes to the promise, I see what you guys are trying to say, like it is not fully ready, why releasing it? But they don't lie about. There are other companies that have an app, and you buy the app to get specific feature, but then it's like, oh, right now it's not working, or it's out of service for some time, right? And isn't it the same thing? I think it's the same thing. Apple is just very transparent about it and say, okay, you ordering your phone now, and while you know it has the chip for Apple Intelligence, Apple Intelligence is not gonna be there yet. But by fall, meaning this summer, so by the time that you get it, it's gonna be anyway late October, right? Unless you are buying immediately, which I don't remember the reason, but a friend of mine that was an engineer told me never buy a phone as soon as was the release. So I'm never gonna do that. But you're still gonna get it in a month. Yeah, and in a month you are basically where they're probably gonna release it. So
yeah,
there's gonna be a few people that for a month don't have it. And you know, we lived without Apple Intelligence for a while. So do we really need it? I think if you upgrade, it has to be not just for Apple Intelligence. It has to be because you have an older device that it doesn't perform as before, or that you have a significant boost in performance. And one thing I agree with Amin is that a lot of people upgrade just because of, you know, it's cool to have the latest model, but they don't really need it. So probably an Apple 11, if you just make it call, it will work. But
Well, question, what is Apple Intelligence? Did they elaborate what it will do? What is the functionality they're offering?
Well, hopefully it's a better Siri.
What is it? Better Siri?
I'm just joking. I think the only thing I don't like about Apple is Siri, to be honest, is like, first of all, it doesn't understand
doesn't
my
like
accent.
Something about Apple.
It doesn't understand. It doesn't understand me. It doesn't understand my accent. It starts speaking while I'm talking in class, like without me prompting. It's just like, I think it's the only big fail. I think it's the only big failure, honestly. I just hope with this new one we will get so much better Siri.
So Siri is dumb and racist. So you want?
I mean, that's your word, but to me, it's
you want
dumb. It's dumber than I would expect for an Apple product. Let's put it that way. Okay, I don't want to insult anybody, not even Siri. She might listen to me right now, but
of course she is.
Yeah, no, she is listening.
Even though she doesn't understand your accent, she's probably
listening. She doesn't understand my accent. That's the only thing that's gonna save me. And half of the time I speak in Italian, so she doesn't understand that either. So
maybe that's what you should try. But here's the thing: Bixby over here isn't even communicating with most things. So that is one thing to kind of give. I think a lot of times Apple is on the front end of figuring stuff out. Like their versions are the best of what's out there. I'm just not still happy with what is out there, maybe.
Well, I think in this scenario, I would vote for Google Assistant. I think Google Assistant is better than Siri. It's especially
it
on
can
by
be
far,
worse. It can
Android,
be worse.
Android Auto, it's very helpful.
Does
most of the things. I have had very good experience, but then I hear, so the thing that you're saying, it comes on unprompted in class and starts speaking, that used to happen to me 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know. No, it's like honestly, if I can get rid of it, like I will, like immediately. I just keep it just not to feel bad about it. But it's no use for me. Like every time, sometimes in the car it works, but I have to repeat. I want that specific song for Apple Music like 2 times at least. I know I have a strong accent, but Alexa understand me better. So it's
Yeah,
yeah,
yes. No,
it has to be them.
music is one of, yeah, we make it play music. We make
Yeah.
it play things on TV. We make it play, it's very useful. Turn off the TV,
I asked for
turn
a
that
song and he
TV off,
called
turn this
somebody in
TV
my
off.
rubric
Oh
that
my
I didn't
goodness.
speak for 10 years. Like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, it's very bad. Yeah, that's the only really bad. If I can do a rant on Apple, I will go on Siri very hard. But to answer your question about Apple Intelligence and without jokes, I think one thing that they clarify is that a lot of people thought that Apple Intelligence is just ChatGPT in Apple, but it's not gonna be that. And in terms of feature, I think the reason why they release it now is also to catch up with some of the new release of Samsung. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the new advertisement where the guy is trying to play ball in Spain and then break dancing in Japan, and it does the simultaneous translation for them on the flip phone. I don't know if you guys
I
have
think
seen
I've
that,
seen
but
that, yeah.
yeah, but he's gonna do all this. He's gonna write for you. He's gonna take smart notes, voice to text very quickly, draw stuff for you. He's gonna do all these type of things that the new generation and AI enhanced devices have.
That's
But I think it's
honestly
just another.
exciting because
Well,
I
sorry.
know when Apple tries to do something, they're serious about it and they're trying to do it well.
Yeah.
Real-time translation, real-time note-taking, and all of that. We have those technologies, but none of them work well.
Yeah. I mean,
So if
in
they
the
can do well
advertisement,
and lead the
yeah.
way to other companies to do that, because those are very useful functionalities, like real-time translation. My mom was visiting for a month.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I got tired of my wife and my they both got tired of typing into Google Translate. There was voice recognition too. They use that sometimes, but like you can't use that in like a crowd area, like in a party. We were at a wedding. You have to type because it picks up
Yeah.
all sorts of sound.
Right.
And also it picks up some of your sentence, picks up your word wrong, and then your mother-in-law is mad at you and hates you, and you know.
That had nothing to
Yeah,
do with
it's a pleasure
AI.
my name. Yeah. Multi-language family, yes. That would be like again in the advertising it seems to work, but of course it's very basic and is an advertisement, right? So they're just gonna show what it works.
Yes.
So I don't know, but I agree that would be a big progress if we are capable of doing that. Because a lot of people travel in countries where, like English is not the main language, so that would be a big one. But to going back to Russ, I think if I also think about innovation in general in technology and in phone, and it's also true that we are taking a lot of stuff for granted and we are expecting more than before. I'm talking about this because I remember when I was taking a class, intro to IS class, my professor back in Pavia showed us a video of an engineer talking about how they came up, with keyboards they can guess, by the position of where you put in your thumbs, what is the letter that you want to use and what is the next word, right? And
Yeah.
those things for us are like, oh, duh, that's obvious they're gonna be able to do that, right? But the work that was behind was mind blowing,
Yeah.
and just nobody appreciated this point just because it's like, oh, I can talk to a phone, it can write to me, it can do so many more things now that I don't think we really appreciate. If there is anything like that, you don't really appreciate it unless you are like deep into like those things and you use it the previous way and you just realize how much work there is behind and how much actually progress there is. Because I don't know, I really can't think about a time that I wow my student with something and to me it was glorious. It was so much work behind It looks so much better than what I was doing before. And they're like, they just look at me and say, ah, nah. And say, okay, guys. But I think it's the expectation that we have is beyond. We want the phone to be able to do everything for us. And if they don't do everything for us, then there is not enough
Yeah, I think
innovation.
our expectations are pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, we also have a
Take
bias.
for granted, right?
Yeah, take
Take
for
for
granted,
granted.
but also we have a bias. As you said, like people value hardware and functionality innovations more because the next word recommendation on a keyboard is a very sophisticated technology and it's very impressive.
Yeah,
But
for
you
me.
know, no one was particularly wowed by that, but with let's say what could you imagine as like the next hardware upgrade, not ne next hardware innovation? Like main problem with the phone I think right now is interface. Like we have to work with a tiny screen no matter what we do, and we have to type on it, right, most of the
Yeah.
time. If someone fixes that, I think people would be way more impressed than if they create a sentient phone. You know what I mean?
So
The
what do you mean? What
hardware
is the
versus software upgrade.
feature that you're talking about that we don't have again?
Like if there's a
Enough.
feature that makes us helps us not have the interfacing, I think it's the weak
Right.
point. The Like when we interact, we are still interacting with a tiny screen, even though it's a very impressively
Tiny screen,
quality screen. It's a tiny screen, and we have to type
okay,
on it, we have to read on it. You
yeah,
know, it's maybe I'm getting old and I need glasses, but that's the point.
you
I
are getting old.
yes, but the point I'm trying to make here is that if someone comes up with an innovation that improves the interface of the phone, which it would be a hardware upgrade, then people would be way more impressed than like next word recommendation or an app that can take intelligent notes and
So
transcribe.
I can tell you this. I believe Apple, talking about tiny screen and us typing into it, I think the
Yeah.
newest technology of Apple makes the buttons of the letters much bigger than they really are because they are guessing what you're trying to say. So I think I need to share the video to you guys, but that was the earlier release. I think the new one is doing it. You don't see it happen. And it's not because you are like literally using
Yeah.
your big, I have big fingers. There is no way I can use a 6.1 inch screen to get it right. I would make so much more mistake than I actually make if it wasn't that behind the scene that those keyboard make it much bigger than it looks.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I mean, I cannot think about what it will be the next thing, to be honest. But what I want to, like, we started with Apple because there was the glow time presentation. But what I've been seeing overall is that they are all pretty much going similar direction. Nothing that, again, the flip phone, maybe new generation are excited because they never used the old one. And I don't know, maybe get smaller. I really can't get hyped by that.
Me neither.
Double
Yeah.
screen, but you know, it's maybe it's just us being old or being exposed to other things in the past.
Or
But
does it
for
come
sure,
into more of the like wearable technology that, something
yeah.
that you don't even
But
have a
then now
phone?
you have watches. There are
Yeah.
smartwatches that I'm actually starting to use way more. Like if I am going for a run or go play this golf, right? My wife sent me a text. I literally talked to the iWatch, like this Spectre gadget. I don't know if you guys were watching that cartoon. I feel like that, right? I talk to it and say, okay, I'm about to come back. There are two more holes, right? It's just, yeah, I just don't feel I need the phone to be able to do that because now there is this other device that can do that
Right.
and it's much smaller and this is always on my wrist and doesn't bother me at all when I'm doing, you know, sports or other stuff. Again, that other people have other take on this for sure. And some other people like it because it gets bigger. So it gets bigger than the tiny screen that Amin was looking about. But then I can get a tablet. right? I know it's not for all the situation, but
Yeah,
that's
that's the
not big
problem.
enough. Yeah, it's not big enough to do work on it though. Like my eyes will be, I mean, maybe we are getting old, I mean, I don't know. But my eyes will, if I try to work on
Time will tell.
what do you guess? To 8 inches, 9 inches? It's still too
I don't know.
small.
No, they have experimented with screen size and they have removed the bezels and everything. I think we are at equilibrium with screen size. It's not going to get bigger. I think they have found the magic size because it needs to fit in the pocket too. And it needs
Oh
to
no, but
be
when I'm talking
heavier.
about the foldable one. The foldable one, when it's open, I think I forgot what is the size that it can get to,
It
but
is. I worked with one. I interacted with one in Verizon's store. It's pretty big. It's good. I
it's the
think
Samsung
better.
one, right?
But it's just you need two hands.
Yeah, and that's the other
See
thing.
how spoiled we are? This is the problem.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is the problem. For me, bigger is worse because I wanna hold it and I have small hands. So again, this is a personal preference. But I think the point is that like you can try a few things, but the camera are starting to look all alike, and there is probably the only area camera in filming where I've been wowed by the progress lately. And
Yeah.
again, I'm not a filmmaker, but some of those videos that they shot on the iPhone in the presentation were like, oh my gosh, I think you had to have a specific camera with specific lenses, and you do it on your phone is pretty impressive, especially given how now there are a lot of content creators, they don't have the budget to buy a professional camera, right? But
Yeah.
with a
No,
thousand
I know
dollars you get
several
an iPhone.
serious content creators that only use iPhone.
Yeah.
And Pixel 2, Pixel and Samsung, they have pretty good cameras as well.
But they had also one other spot in their glow time where they were like if you are a musician, they added a feature where you can play the sound in the background and record the words that you're talking about, then you can remove the background, adding a new background. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I think at this point they are just saying like, okay, there is for the mass, that's the most we can do, or we're trying our best, but that's pretty much it. But then there's gonna be specific group of peoples where we can do those improvements, and we're gonna target them, we're gonna wow them, and
I know,
some people
it's
are
going to
still
be
gonna buy the new
interesting.
model just to buy the new model, to be
What
honest.
I'm
But
hearing, in conclusion, Apple is desperate to tell you that the new iPhone is better than iPhone 10.
that's
Desperate.
all the time. That's all the time. No, iPhone 10. Come on now, iPhone 10 doesn't even have the upgrades needed to run the latest operating system. So it's you need to upgrade. If you have, I think if you have 11, you need to upgrade this year because they're not gonna release all the upgrades, or you're probably gonna run out of
I mean, they
memory.
are
Because,
using everything they can to make you upgrade. That's what I'm saying. That's what's annoying.
about everybody, right? And
Yeah,
this is in
everybody's
any
using.
like
Yeah, that is annoying.
advertisement, it works like that. Advertisement is gonna make you feel that you need something. To be
Yeah.
honest, right? Then most of the time you don't need, and they're gonna use some catchy stuff to make you say the fastest ever. But it's everywhere, right? It's not just Apple.
I agree. I
Everybody's trying
think
to, yeah.
focused on camera improvement is smart because that's like
Yeah, it was beyond.
a reason like you can upgrade. Like that's a reason you can tell the customer that here's a functionality that there's no way to get on the other one.
Yeah.
We'll get it with this one. I think that's why I focus on camera is and
And I think
camera
the Apple
and what is the other
Intelligence,
one? The processor. Focus on camera and processor is the smart
yeah.
thing. That's the way to go.
And I think Apple Intelligence will only be released to the iPhone 16, all of them, with the Pro having something additional, and then the iPhone 15 Pro.
Okay.
So all the other models will not get Apple Intelligence. So that's another catch, right? Again,
Yes.
how much do you need it? I don't know if you have ChatGPT app or other stuff that you're using.
You
I'm
could
not quite sure,
ask that
but
question from Apple Intelligence. Should I upgrade to the latest iPhone?
I don't
Here
have
you
an
get a
iPhone
very good
with
answer.
the Apple.
Well, gentlemen, I think we're all in the right industry because as we are discussing these topics, I know that those companies are working on good things, and I like being able to sit back and just give them ideas and criticize them because that is easy to do, and making artificial intelligence work for a mass market is a whole lot harder to do. But again, gentlemen, I'm always happy to talk with you, and thank you so much for being here. We'll be back next week for another episode of The Gateway. Thank you guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to another episode of The Gateway, brought to you by Northern Illinois University, where your future is our focus. And please remember to love always the promise of tomorrow today.